Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day, a new way, a new life, because in you we live and move and have been, and the path just gets brighter and brighter as we walk conscious and enjoy you every day in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 7 from verse 7 to 12. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Hallelujah. That's beautiful scripture. And in the context, we can just see, you know, it's about going out here into the world and being served by the Most High God, tapping into him, and then serving others. And here we could see you've got to ask, it's very important, and then move beyond asking is seeking, it's something you need to do, and then knocking, and the doors will be open. And when we understand we predestined, we called, we justified, and we glorified, we can understand that this is going exactly as it shares here. It's going into the gift of life we've been given. So it's a predestined gift and it's a predestined walk. So it's important always to be looking to the Lord as we done this morning. And when we think of the Lord, his life was portrayed before us. And that's always the model because we are being transformed into his image and likeness. And he always had to call. He had to then, in obedience, he went forth. And then we saw the wonderful works that came about in his life, you know, the wonderful love, the wonderful truth. So that's our walk and our life as well. A little testimony I remember that was put on my heart to print Christian t-shirts. And so I'd come to Musenberg, and long story, but cut it short, and I ended up sleeping up on the mountain the night. So I didn't have a place to stay. And I'm sitting having quiet time, and something I really remember, because I've been many times camping and in the mountains here, but never this time like porcupine was landed up just coming and like parking there next to me. So I'm sitting watching the sunrise. And I specifically remember thinking about the vision the Lord had given me at that time, because that's so important. Without vision, my people perish. These words came to me: ask, seek, knock, and it will be opened. And I prayed, you know, and then with the prayer, you know, what now, where to, how, I just saw this little picture of, you know, and it gave me something to move beyond just asking now, and brought me to seeking. So I got up and I walked down the mountain along the boys drive, and then I went down to False Bay. The thinking was, it's a building, but I've got no money, I haven't got nothing. But and I'd walk there past those warehouses there next to the railway line, and nothing. But that got me moving, and then I just carried on further, then moved back, and then I walked back through the back streets in Musenberg, and then up the road that goes under the railway lines. And there I see this old school friend of mine, Stephen Orme. And I said, "Hey, Steve, how are you?" And he already knew I'm a Christian, so I didn't have to witness to him. I had met him previously as a Christian. And then he asked me, "What you doing? What you looking for, Trev?" I said, "No, I'm looking for a little place where I can set up and print t-shirts. He says, come with me. He just walked further up the road by the robots in Muesenberg. And they just opposite the robots, he had a building. I said, no, you come stay here. And there, the asking, the seeking, the moving vessel, and boom, the doors was opened. And that landed, that became my home for about the next 3 months as God just led me further. As we had to ask and seek and knock, just went further and further into fulfilling that wonderful vision. So be blessed to know you're here with a mission and to be in tune with your God and then develop on schedule in the wonderful plan and love He has for you every day in every way. Amen.
Amen.